Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can text in 713-572-4610. The Texans will win if they do what? The Texans will win if they do what? I see some people texting thoughts in. The Texans will win if they can run the ball consistently. Gus and Katie, not bad. I like that. Some others there. The Texans will win if they get off to a good start like they did last week. I think that was a really big deal. I mean, you go 18 plays and hold the ball as long as they did. And yep. I know they wanted to get in the end zone, but that set the tone because that was the rest of the way. Clint, for you, what is it? The Texans will win if they do what?
I think the Texans win if Nico Collins goes over 100.
You've been on Nico. You're serious right there about Nico. You think this is a big
– Yeah, because, I think if Nico Collins goes over 100, I think we've – you know, obviously CJ's been somewhat protected. Nick Caley's focused on getting him the ball. And more importantly, some of these man looks, these pressure looks, these aggressive looks that they give us, that means that he's busted that thing wide open a couple times. And so I'm going to go Nico Collins, the tell-all. If I could pick one thing, one specific thing, Nico Collins goes over 100 yards in this game, Texans win.
All right, yeah. Nico Collins, 100 yards, yeah. Especially after – I'm with you. I am – I have a bit of a concern. If it can work, that's great. I do have a bit of concern that they stepped away from last week's game and said, that's how it's got to be.
Always a concern.
You know what I mean? We got to get Noel here and Higgins here. And let's get this thing popping around to everybody. And, yeah, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That may be the best we've seen the offense look. But still, your thought is to try to get the ball in your playmaker's hands. And Nico Collins, especially with no Patrick Surtain in this thing, Nico Collins is a guy you've got to try to get the ball to. So I like that thought as well. As I see some others there, I love the people who run a roll. And if they score more points, thank you. Thank you for your worthless text. My Texans will win if C.J. Stroud is the best offensive player on the field on Sunday. If he is the between both teams, because I don't know about you, Clint. I don't think this is going to be a shootout, right? I don't get the sense that this is going to that the Broncos are putting up 44. Or that, what was the final of that game they played against the Giants? I think that was in the 30s, maybe 33, 31, whatever that was. I don't get the sense that we're looking at a game that's going to be high scoring. I get the sense that that this is going to be a tight game where points are going to be tough to come by. And I believe the defenses are really, really good and going to give both sides problems. But whose offense do I trust more? Well, I'll be honest, walking into it, the thought is I trust Sean Payton and the Denver offense a little bit more. But can C.J. Stroud come up with enough plays here and there, right? We've talked about this. Don't go crazy, but when a play has to be made and when you have to make plays, C.J. Stroud's got to be the guy that we look at in this game that, to me, like Bo Nix can't be the one that's making those plays and C.J. doesn't. And so, for me, in a tough game where I think the defenses were going to be really good, can C.J. Stroud be the difference? Can he be the best offensive player? Because, I mean, I think he should be, but can he be the best offensive player on the field? That, to me, is where I see them winning.
Well, I like that conversation, even if we're not talking about winning and we're just talking about C.J. Stroud. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it's we watch it every week. I mean, we watched Lamar Jackson come back last night and just work magic, man. And I'm not saying that the Dolphins are anywhere near the team that that the Texans are playing in Denver, but you know, we watch it every year. The top quarterbacks in this league go out there. They navigate chaos in a pocket, and they somehow make plays when it seems to be messy and muddy in the pocket, and they seem to take their team and rise everybody up to their level. And this is going to be one of those games for CJ. Can he do it? It's going to be an opportunity for CJ to prove that he's one of those guys, and can he do it? It's a juggling act, man, because what they want him to do is just stay boring and just kind of distribute the football and get it out and you know, minimize the risk and, you know, that kind of thing. But this game, a game like this against this defense, your quarterback is if he's big time, your quarterback has to take the game into his own hands and make plays multiple times throughout. And can CJ do that?
And I don't think necessarily what you said is not the thing they should be doing the bulk of the game, right? I don't think he needs to come out there and get crazy and say I've got to force this.
Yeah, no.
But I mean, you know, moments and times and situations. All right, really, the difference of the game is the two defenses were really good. To me, it's better if the two defenses were really good and the difference was C.J. Stroud. The Texans had C.J. Stroud and not, well, Sean Payton was just a little bit better than Nick Caley to set his team up, right? Sure. Like, I think that is the situation.
And I think those are fair expectations, too, by the way. Talking about C.J. Stroud, like, it's – I think teams with franchise quarterbacks and $50, $60 million quarterbacks are banking on their guys taking games over at a certain point, at some point throughout the game, taking it over and being special.
Yep. Someone else text in if the offensive line blocks well. They said,
"Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you."
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Blocks good. I couldn't say it. Blocks well, we win. I think, and we've talked about it this week, I think that's clearly the number one key in this game for the Texans.
Well, that's going to be the key for the Texans week in, week out, putting a good product on the field. But the reality of it is again, you look at the top teams, you look at the top quarterbacks, and they deal with muddy, chaotic pockets, sometimes for four quarters, and they're comfortable in those moments. It's when they're at their best. And so we'll see. We'll see if CJ can get back to that.
All right, as some people are texting in their thoughts on their if the Texans will win. The Texans will certainly win if they outrush the Broncos. Yeah, I think running the football is going to be a big deal. All right, your prediction, Clint. What do you think in this game? How do you see this game going?
I'm going 2010 Broncos.
You got the Broncos again? Come on, man. Hey, you picking against the Texans again?
Yeah.
Doggone it, man.
I don't like the matchup, man.
I picked the Texans last week, and I was
you did, you
and
were
I was right.
Right.
I was the only right. one. I was right. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, man. Texans.
Come on, they've Ron. Got, they've got what are you going to quit beating around the bush, man? Listen, they're waiting on it.
Listen, they are a team that can absolutely win this game. They the Broncos are 6-2, but they are not a team that is on a different level from the Texans. And I think the Texans have the better defense in this game, and I think this is going to be a tight, tight game.
Hey, man, pick a score already, man. What's the deal?
I think it's going to be a tight, tight game, but I cannot pick the Texans this week. I am sorry, man. I think it'll be tight. I think it's going to be more Sean Payton being able to have his offense.
You don't make it any better by explaining it.
I'm just coming. I got it 17. I got it 17-13, a low-scoring game. I hope I'm wrong. I need Denver to lose for many reasons. I hope I am wrong. But no, I don't. I'm with you. I don't like the matchup. I feel like they're going to have it. I thought Jacksonville was bad for this offensive line. It feels like it may be worse than that in this game to me. And it's not Trevor on the other side potentially keeping you in the game. So I'm with you. I got Denver 17-13.
Who's T. Mill got? Who's Tyler got?
I'm certain Tyler's going to have the Texans winning. By the way,
they need Tyler. They need Tyler.
By the way, best bets coming up. You can find that at Real Deal T. Mill. He will have the latest for you and make you a little cash. He's had a pretty good week. He was 4-for-5 last night. The only thing is the Dolphins just plummeting is what took him out. So check out his picks there at Real Deal T. Mill. Yeah, sorry guys, I didn't. I thought Clint might go away. I thought Clint. Somebody texting Chubb gets 100 yards. We're winning. Yeah, I'll
Chubb gets 100. We're all gonna be celebrating. Yeah, Chubb gets 100.
Chubb gets. I think more likely for Woody to maybe get 100. All right, again, thank you all who came out with this. Texans All Access coming up. D'Amico Ryan's coming up behind us. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Everybody who took the time to come out and hang out with us, we greatly appreciate it and hope that you'll come out with us next week. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston, we love you, baby. Always seems to know the way. All right, we got you another Payne and Pendergast one anyway.
Don't need
in the
it.
Loop next week. We hopefully will.
He said, "Don't need it."
You got a real Blink 182 soul to you in a karaoke.
I'm so sorry.
Bye bye bye. He's letting it go.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.